Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Want to know more about the culture of Japan? A program coming soon to the Pella Public Library will give you that opportunity. Let's go in-depth with Tammy Van Zante of Pella. Tammy, you were born in Japan.
Yes, correct.
Where at?
Just outside Tokyo.
And what was it like growing up?
I'm 84, and the time I was young, we didn't have a TV. We didn't have anything except the schooling and school. And games we used to do, and end of war, I was only 12. During war, my father sent us to very country, so that doesn't affect us. But most of the time, we lived by the city, close to Tokyo. We find something to do.
Well, it must have been frightening during wartime.
Wartime, I don't want to get into political or war. I told my children, war is ugly. And then again, we went in a country, so I wasn't in the middle of a war, never affected me much. Except the B-29 comes, we hear like tornado siren, and we know we have to dim light, and we go to a neighborhood tunnel. But we see so often nighttime, sky is red. It's not a sunset, it's a B-29 bomb. In fact, atomic bomb, I didn't know much until I came in this country. They didn't teach us yet, and we didn't talk about, I didn't like history much anyway. Maybe I wasn't listening, I don't know. But there is a beautiful museum in Hiroshima, and we went a couple of times. And again, I told my children, war is ugly, no matter, I never say whose fault, that fault, we all become victim. But my mother was a little bit involved in political, my father too, he was always a speech for campaign. I was brought up in that atmosphere, but they never talked about it. I don't know why we have to hide ourselves in a tunnel. You know, 10, 11, 12, we don't think, we just follow parents. But later on, after World War II, end of war, still, if it rained through radio, even we are not in Hiroshima, they say, please make sure wear hood, cover your head, or use umbrella, because through chemical, rain's black, just streaks on the wall. Black streaks, and we didn't have to explain that because we are too far away, but people who used to live around Hiroshima, I have actually seen that door. They kept a special door in the museum, and they, just like somebody painted it with brush. So I know a little bit about that, and I said, but my mother was saying, end of war. She said, good thing Japan lost. I said, And then adult, grown up, were crying, surrounded the radio, and we didn't have a TV, so grown-ups were kind of crying, emotional. I said, why they are crying? So I was so naive, and as I say, I was only 12. Then my father, too, if Japan didn't lose war, more like civil war. I shouldn't say civil war, military war was dominated. That's what my mother said. So I know a little bit about experienced war.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the culture of Japan with Tammy Van Zante.
When I was a young age, we had a wonderful family, and sometimes we had my father was working for government and as an engineer, and we lived by ocean, and we have good memories. My mother, I still remember, I walked by the beach, and she was, as I said, she was always reading heavy books, even that generation, he said, he wrote like Shakespeare, English author, Shakespeare, Russian author, Dostoevsky, all these heavy books she was reading, always Europe. Then when we go museum, she always said, this is a French artist, Monet, this is a Dutch artist, Van Gogh. Even when we were little, I said, so? You know, I said, okay. And when we were walking the beach, yeah, one day, I was about 8. You know, the other side of the ocean, there is a many, many countries, many, many different people living there. All this, she was always talking about other countries. I wish she could come here once, but she never made it. She didn't have opportunity to. I talk too much, don't I?
No.
Just exciting. Exciting talk about it when I was little.
So you met an American.
Yes, I was working for intelligence school, but I applied job as a typist. And I met him 2 years, the company transferred to Japan. I mean, America. So a friend of mine approached to me. We need a good typist. So I applied in Yokohama, Signal office. And my husband's building was next door. And a friend of mine who worked with me, she had a friend there. So she said, lunch hour, let's go see my friend. So I follow her. And here my husband was there, and he said, he was a supervisor at tank shop, great machinist. And he said, I was falling in love with Japan, and also I like Japanese people. Someday I would like to meet some girl and then make family. I said, oh, there is a many, many, many nice, nice, beautiful girls even in Japan too. So I hope you will meet someone, and good luck, and you know, once in a while, a friend of mine, I went to that, talk to people, her friend, and one day he asked me to out, just a movie, eat. I never dated an American, but he seems to be very nice, honest, and okay, and we went to just a movie, and I didn't know what I was eating. I think that time we went to eat a hamburger, and he asked me, we decided to get married, so I took him to my family to meet everybody, and he was so nervous. But my father, as I say, he was a civil engineer, great engineer, but typical Japanese, I should say, old man that time. He just didn't say anything. He left the room, went out of the room, and my mother was a very understanding. She was an educator. She said to me, you are a strong person and happiness is yours. And no matter what you do, wherever you go, you will be fine. That was the transition of my life. And came to that, my father even asked one of uncle who was a lawyer, spoken some English, so make sure for his security, maybe crutches, he asked him to join us, and he asked my husband many questions. But we got married July 14. Then after that, we came here 1960 to Pera first, and we brought car from Japan, and I lived in a big city in Tokyo, and building, train. Then we came from California. We arrived in California, Los Angeles, and we got in a car. Of course, he drove a highway. Then I didn't see building. I said, wow, where he's taking me? Then I just highways all the way, hundred miles from me. I didn't see anything. And wow, America is big, but this is not a big, this is a mega country. I still remember how great country, wow. That's all I could say. And of course, I didn't know that. We didn't have a car that time. My generation, now of course everybody have a car, but my generation, we didn't have a car, so we never drove on country road or anything. So that was eye-opening. Then came to Pera, and such a different It was a culture shock, a little bit. Mm-hmm. And the people are nice, family are nice, and we were here about a month. And then he had an order to go to North Carolina for a year, and then went to Colorado Springs, Colorado Springs in Fort Bragg, Fort Carson, I think, yeah. Then he decided to come back to Pella, and he already had a job in Vermeer. And ever since, about 30-some years, I've been here. Even my husband's gone, but my family, grandchildren are here, which is nice. Always, whenever I can, I want to see, I go see them and enjoy great grandchildren. And to me, as I get older, I think about my life. This is a God's will that I'm living here. That's why strongly I think about it lately. It's a God's will. So I'm very content. Every morning I look country club, I say, thank you, Lord. Here I am. That's where I get up in the morning. And it's wonderful that living in a peaceful place.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the culture of Japan with Tammy Van Zante. Well, and you're going to speak about your experiences and the culture of Japan.
Yes.
At the Pella Public Library.
Yes.
And when is that?
April 9th at 7 o'clock, room 206. And I don't know enough about politics, but I will highlight education system, housing, and the government, and geography, and few things, little things, about half an hour, 40 minutes. So I'm trying to wear kimono too, if I could. But I don't know, I haven't worn a long time, so I may not.
And you'll take questions and?
Yes, I will, if I could answer. Maybe. There now technology, Google, all you have to punch Google, you can find out everything. So some people may know more than I do. So I will do best I can to answer the question, and they can answer me maybe.
Well, your experiences aren't in Google.
Yeah, that's true too. Yeah, that's why a few experiences nobody could have done because they weren't born in Japan like myself. I did experience a few things that are different, you know.
And why is it important to you to share the culture of Japan?
I think especially like when you live in a big city, when I lived in a big city, I met so many different people, and it respect other culture. And I think eye-opening too. I have been going to Vietnam and Kenya and a lot of things. Wow. You see on the map, Google, but actually hear voice, people who lived in their own country, just seeing them talking about it. Wow, this is global. It's a wonderful, united, you know, happiness and far away from hateful. That's where last couple of times I have been there in the culture night. So I'm glad that Carol asked me to give a presentation. I may not be able to speak where I wanted it, but I will try best. I used to give a presentation for fourth grader all the time. But they're just young, they listen to you, we made it fun. Close your eyes, here we are in an airplane. Here we are going over ocean and Pacific Ocean. And here we are, Japan. Then we started. They just laughed. But I can't do that way for grown-ups. So I have to think a little. But I just highlight here there what I know. That's all I can do.
Thanks to Tammy Van Zante for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In-Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In-Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In-Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.